Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
You got me high last time when we were podcasting. Hi, everybody. It's Spike's Car Radio here. When we were on the porch. At your place. Me, you, and Johnny Lieberman.
Puffing the golden cone.
And the golden cone.
And I sounds very sexual, doesn't it?
Puffing
the golden cone.
Matt, yes. I drove home. And I was like, I really feel like listening to some music, some groovy music.
You weren't just digging life?
I was digging life. And I went, oh, God, he got me high with that golden doobie outside again. I know.
He made me laugh and giggle hysterically all about the poor lady whose face was torn off by a cat.
Welcome to Spike's Car Radio. Here we are. Today, very special day in Spike's Car Radio history. Our four-year anniversary, we're celebrating with Matt Farah.
Oh, it is?
We're celebrating with Zuckerman. Well, of course it is. I'm saying it. Yes, it is. 4 years. We have not missed a show for four straight years, Zuckerman. Not a best of. We're not doing a show this week. Not an anything.
Not a nothing. We've been here every fucking week.
And we got day jobs. And we've pulled it four straight years. So thank you, everyone, for continuing to listen to us. We've got one of the original cast members here. Matt Farah with us. Matt, thank you for joining us on this very special day. What do we have planned for this special day? Nothing. It's 4 years. We're just acknowledging it, and then we're going to move on. But we love doing this show, and we love being with you guys. And thank you for listening. And leave us a nice review for our four-year anniversary. Or don't. Whatever. It's all good. There's so much to talk about today. Gordon McCall is going to be on in a little bit. He is the motorsports director for Quail. He's going to tell us all about the Quail event this summer, which I'm not sure why he's promoting it. It's already sold out.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
It's like saying, let's learn about the new singer. It's very important to tell everybody about it. There's a 7.5 year waiting list.
Seven fat years.
Yeah, why are we promoting it? But he's a super guy, and I've never met him before, and I really enjoyed my conversation with him.
Quail's a fun event.
It's a blast.
The Quail hasn't lost its sense of humor. It's like you dress like it's the Kentucky Derby, and you eat like oysters and chug champagne.
Be careful playing with that cord, Matt Farah, because it might start squeaking
it?
There.
You want it on the floor?
This primitive stuff that we
400
have
400 episodes on this piece of garbage. Recorder.
No, we didn't always use that. But I like this. You don't like this? The H4N Pro?
Considering how many times you have more than two people on there, I think having a two-track recorder is probably not optimal for like an extra $100.
This is what we got Matt Farah to come and complain.
Tech Genius Farah.
Okay. You know what happened the first time went into his studio? He forgot to turn on the recorder.
Yes.
We were using monitors for two hours. We had it muffled.
It was gold.
Like this little guy, and it makes my life really easy. And you know, we're going to build a studio now that this pandemic's over. If it holds,
just start with a recorder that has the same number of tracks as people.
Oh God, it's like just being with my family on Long Island, just being harangued.
He's ruined our 4 year anniversary.
Why do you do that? Why do you do it that way? That's not the right way to do it.
Let me bring up haranguing to YouTube.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the real business of today. I heard a rumor. From a source about a new Porsche, that right now If you'd like to, you can put a deposit down on a Porsche GT1.
Not a lot of money either.
A brand new model. For those of you who don't recall, this was a car they made right after the 962. It was the car, the race car that came after the 962. They also made a bunch of street legal cars, 25 cars or so. 20, 25, I don't know. Don't remember. They were detuned a little bit. They were mid-engined. They were 0 to 60 in about 3.5 seconds. And the rumor is, and I cannot confirm this because I wouldn't know who to confirm it with, I will tell you that my friend Jerry Seinfeld has not heard any of this stuff. He was also a little caught off guard by it. That they're going to announce this in August, that there is going to be a new Porsche GT1 mid-engine special car that will follow in the footsteps of the Carrera GT, the 918, and now the new GT1. You're grimacing, Zuckerman.
Because I don't believe that he didn't know about it. I believe that he's a good actor.
Jerry?
And that he knew about it, and he refuses to tell us.
I can tell you, I just got off the phone with him a second time. We were discussing many things, and we did discuss this because I asked him to follow up, and he had he's not lying. He doesn't know anything about it, and that makes me kind of doubt the rumor. The rumor is coming from a friend of ours who's at a dealership who has taken a deposit down on one already, with the deposit being several hundred thousand dollars, a check made directly out to Porsche. Now, this could be a multi-level marketing scheme.
What about that guy in Florida?
The way you've positioned that doesn't exactly give me the confidence that I'm looking for.
Not
in this rumor.
Well, look, let's look back a little
champion.
Bit.
Remember the champion guy?
Oh, my God.
Who took all the money?
Oh, my God. A friend of mine bought a car.
I can
from
get
that
you
guy.
As many speeches, as many 911Rs. Just send me money. Send me money.
Straight up, a friend of mine bought a GT4 from that guy in 2016.
Before
he got his car, but he did buy a car.
Before you gentlemen were. Even driving Porsches, before both of you were, and I was a young man riding on Seinfeld. Shortly after that, they announced this car out of the blue. I think it was in Paris, the Carrera GT. It came out of nowhere. Nobody had heard any rumor of this car at all. Nobody. And Jerry was pretty tight there. We were pretty tight to the factory. We had heard nothing. The 918, same thing, came out of nowhere. No one was expecting the 918. They always surprise you with a supercar.
Are you
these other cars? I happen to know about another model that I promised them I can't say that you guys are going to be thrilled about, and I know from a pretty good source what that car is going to be.
So
this one, if it's in keeping with those other announcements, would also be a gigantic secret. Yes, Zuckerman.
In World War II, they had Operation Mincemeat. Operation Mincemeat was to plant false rumors about where the Allied landing would be.
Yes.
They used a dead body, and they chained a briefcase with fake plans to it. This could be Porsche's Operation Mincemeat. They tell us over the years. Over the years, they've told us all about these other cars that are coming out. They get us excited about these fake cars they're going to give
to us. I have a different theory. And I was saying this.
You don't like Operation Mincemeat?
No.
I like the name a lot. That should really be.
Now, as you recall, Zuckerman, using our sleuthing abilities last time, we figured out that they were going to announce a 959. Remember that?
Right, the
and they were upset about that. But nobody leaked it to us. We figured it out on our own with little breadcrumbs and things that we had found.
But they didn't.
Huh?
But they didn't.
Well, it was a slant nose. We said that we announced.
No, the race car.
The 935?
The 935.
Oh, 935.
What did I say? 935. Okay, 935. Sorry.
I was just confused.
All right, apologies.
Yeah, okay,
car nerds. Right.
Put it in the book. He apologized.
I'm tired.
Write it down.
I'm tired.
It never happens. Okay, go ahead.
But you remember when we figured out Porsche was upset with us. But it had not been leaked to us. We had heard different things and whatever. We figured that one out. Here we are again.
Well, GT1 makes sense.
Now, hold on.
It's 25 years.
1 second, Matt Farah. My theory is this, and this was my conversation with Jerry. I think they might be leaking information to different people to see where the leaks are. Or am I being paranoid?
Well, you're back to Operation Mincemeat. Now is Operation Bariatric Enema. See where the polyps are.
There are one of two lanes that this came in from. This one came in from a weird lane, and it's also something none of us have heard about. So now I'm wondering, are they trying to plug that leak over there with this dealer?
So Preuninger's over there, and he's got a board of leaks. And
you think Pruniger's behind this?
And he's got these little verticals on the board, right?
Yes.
On the whiteboard. And yeah. he goes, okay, I'm going to send the 9/11 safari rumor to Farah and this vertical.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to send the 9/18 rumor
yes.
to like some Euro, to Shmi, right? And
yes.
then I'm going to send, you know, the spike vertical or the 935 vertical.
To plug the leaks.
To like the LA dealers.
Correct.
Right. So this is all about counterintelligence yes. right now.
Yes. Because oh. Germans are only ever funny by accident. They're never funny. They don't do things funny on purpose. So this is probably a serious thing that when viewed from the outside is actually very funny.
Well, it's a pretty damn exciting announcement. If they're making a GT1, that's pretty great.
Well,
don't look, you think?
They do a mid-engined, you know, top-level car, like every 10 years, right?
Right.
So
time.
We're due. 918s are old now, remember?
Yeah.
It's crazy because you see them in cars and coffee and stuff, and that still looks pretty good.
Right.
Still looks pretty modern. Still mm-hmm. goes pretty fast. But, like, straight up, we're due.
Wow.
And GT1, 25 years, it's gone, you know, through its cycle. It's back to cool again. It's a good name. They don't have to go re-trademark and stuff. It's a familiar name. It implies a lot of things. And they're going to sell
so
them.
So you think it's possible?
Of course it's possible.
I was thinking,
they're definitely going to have a new, you know, seven-figure car.
They know that there's plenty of people who want to pony up $1 million
yeah.
for something.
Are we stupid for even talking about this now? Now I
We're
feel
just stupid, but no. I don't know. But
we just told six of 60.
Stupid. You're stupid.
Don't
Congratulations.
Fats me
You're
this
stupid.
Early. Don't fats me this early. Well, we shouldn't have mentioned now we're not going to get one. What would this car cost?
The leak has come full. It's flushed out now.
What's that?
The leak. It's on. It's wet on the floor, and they know.
I feel a responsibility to the Porsche people that when I hear something, I should tell them that. I feel like that is our job.
All right. Well, let's make the information usual. Where can they put a deposit? At what dealer?
Dean Maroney. Our friend Dean is taking.
Who should you call?
Now you just gave up our source.
Fuck
you
him.
Just gave up.
You know how many things he's done to me?
Yeah,
you know how many times?
Journalistic
you
principles.
Know how many times he's fucked me over? Dean Maroney's the guy with the fat mouth. Big enough for
oh
sandwiches.
My God.
Big enough for this league.
He's dead. Prudiger's going to kill him now.
Good. Let him die.
Prudiger will take
Let
him out.
Let him die. I'll save money.
You guys, the allocations. What the allocations?
You just made them so much money.
$200,000 he's taking.
You know, Father's Day is just around the corner.
For something you don't know if you're getting it or not.
And you probably need a gift for a hairy dad. Look, I'm looking at two hairy dads right here.
Yeah.
Make your dad proud this year and get him yourself. Get him and yourself the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0, Zuckerman. They got a new one. We have the 3.0s. They've got a 4.0. You heard that right. The Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code SPIKE911 at manscaped.com. I can only tell you about the 3.0, which was a step above every other thing that I put near my genitals
your
to cut hair.
Weed whacker.
It had a light on it. It didn't cut you. It didn't hurt you. So
what
the
have 4-0, they added in the 4?
What's that?
Does the copy tell you what they've added for the 4.0?
Well, imagine surprising your dad with sleek, well-designed, and optimized body hair trimmer that says your balls will thank you on the box. It says it on the box.
Dad,
their fourth generation.
My mom will thank you for these clean balls.
Your fourth generation trimmer features the new cutting-edge ceramic blade. Ooh, ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. How is this Lawnmower 4.0 different from other trimmers? Well, this upgraded trimmer includes a multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock. This is a great feature if your father or yourself do a lot of traveling. I don't know why you need it locked up so no one steals it. What
so
does a travel lock mean?
Does turn on
so
your
it doesn't
luggage.
Oh yeah, no, that's happened to me straight up. I've gotten to my destination with a portable buzzer that didn't have a travel lock.
I see.
The battery was dead because it got
see.
Knocked in the suitcase and it was on for like 3 hours.
Listen,
in the luggage.
Your underwear was shredded.
Listen to this. You also have the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave.
When the
it
big
is true.
One hits, you can also grab your lawnmower and use it to get out of the
no,
house.
No, you know the
it's
weird
burning.
Moves you have to do to cut the hair? That you're lifting a leg. It's very
yeah,
gymnastic.
Please,
sometimes,
please, gentlemen.
Like this, Zuckerman. Look,
please,
over here.
Don't. No.
Sometimes I want to turn that light off. Well, now you can with the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. Again, just go to manscaped.com. You got to get this. Spike911 is a code. 20% off, free shipping, manscaped.com, Spike911. Father's Day. Send me one for Father's Day, kids. That's what I want. Well, it's exciting. Matt Farah is here with us. Matt, as you recall, he and I have been doing stuff for Esquire Network for years.
Wasn't I on the very first episode of your podcast?
Probably.
I think I was on episode one.
You were in there.
That was Jerry.
Oh,
no, it might have been Jerry.
You and I did Dick Van Dyke together,
right.
I thought.
Yeah, way back when.
Let's listen to a clip. No, let's not. Fourth anniversary. No clips.
Clip show.
Hear Dick Van Dyke.
This is my first time at the Zuckerman Lair, though.
Well, Matt Farah. You drove in a very special car that I think we need to talk about. A beautiful Ford Mustang Mach 1.
Yeah.
Is this car out yet?
I think it just came out. This is the first one I've actually seen in person, but I don't think it's not like a 2022. It's a 2021 model year car.
Right.
Basically what they've done, and in fairness, I've only driven it from my shop, Westside Collector Car Storage, to here. Like, they just dropped it off like an hour ago.
Wow.
So,
Well, do you want to talk about something else?
No, I mean, I can tell you what it is. Like, I mean, fortunately, I have the feel for what various Mustangs are. Basically, it's what you'd call a parts bin, but it's a good parts bin, right? You can look at it. It replaces the Performance Pack 2 on the GT. So it's like the top trim of the GT before you get to Shelby's, right? Also, another way of looking at it is that it's a really nicely value-engineered GT350 because you get a lot of the good Shelby stuff. Mm-hmm. You just don't get the engine. So the engine you get is the same engine as the Bullet, which is the 480-horsepower Coyote-based engine. It has the regular crank. It doesn't have the fancy flat plane crank that the Shelby has. So it revs to like 7 instead of 8250, right? So it makes 480 instead of 526, which mm-hmm. is what the Shelby did. But you get the same suspension as the Shelby. You get some of the same aero bits as the Shelby. You get the nice Recaro seats. You get some unique grill work and stuff like that. But most importantly, in my opinion, the big brakes from the track pack, nice looking wheels, in my opinion.
It's a beautiful car.
It's a nice looking car. But most importantly, functionally, is you get the Tremec gearbox. Mm. So regular GT-based Mustangs, whether it's just a GT or a Bullet or a Performance Pack 2 or even like a Roush or a Saline, a tuner-based car, mm-hmm. they use the worst transmission in modern sports cars. It's called the MT82. It's made in China. It's a steaming hunk of garbage. And so you can't, and a lot of these tuner Mustangs, right? Mm-hmm. Roush makes a really good supercharger. They all private label it, right? Doesn't matter who you're getting it from. That 725 horsepower kit is like a Roush blower, done. And everyone's using it. It's very reliable horsepower, and that's great. But these tuner cars are like $80,000, $90,000 Mustangs, and they all use this hunk of crap gearbox. The Shelby 350 used a Tremec gearbox, which is a much, much better unit. It's more durable. The shifts feel better. It's a lot more direct and crisp, and it's a lot more reliable. This gets that. So this is the only GT-based product ever to have that Tremec gearbox from the Shelby, and that makes a really, really big difference in how it drives. Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah.
So this is $64,000.
That's it.
That's it, but that's also a lot.
For a Mustang.
That's a lot for a Mustang. It's high
so
for a Mustang.
It's so pretty, though.
But it's a very nice car so far. So I'll have a video once I have some more miles on it. It seems pretty cool, though.
Are you doing more of these videos? I thought you had retired the one take.
I'm not driving fans' cars, but I'm doing a bunch of press cars, and Zach is doing videos with me, and so between me and him, and I'm also doing motorcycles. I've got that Harley right now. So between all that, we're doing two videos and two podcasts a week, which is plenty.
Yeah.
Plenty of
running
content.
The shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my Lamborghini is up at Donnie's. Right now, yep. Which is a dangerous place to bring your car.
Yes.
You know, because an oil change is never just an oil change.
No, not with something Italian and old.
Yeah. Did you see on my Instagram what he found?
No. Oh, yes, I did. The little Nerf
bullet.
You see
this, Zuckerman, on my Instagram?
It looked like a Nerf bullet. I find those all over my house.
It kind of looked like a shotgun shell, a spent shotgun cartridge. What it is was a rubber stopper wrapped in blue painter's tape, and it was floating in my coolant overflow expansion tank in the Countach.
So for what purpose?
It was so floating in there?
Floating. Free floating in there.
Oh, God.
And so what purpose? Obviously none. Mistake purpose. The last place to service this vehicle, which doesn't need to be named.
Well, I think it does. No one listens to this anyway.
It was GTO.
Yes.
It was GTO. When they serviced the car, they powder coated the coolant tank, which is aluminum. It's powder coated. They powder coated it black. And this is a stopper that a powder coater would put in the filler hole so that the powder coat doesn't get inside.
Yeah, yeah.
But it obviously somehow just got pushed
it
right through.
It fell in and then
it has lived in there since 2018.
Just like a surgeon who takes too much dope, leaves the sponges and tools.
The junior mint.
The body.
So that's what Donnie found.
And how much is that costing you?
To extract the...
No, that piece we know is easy.
I had the funniest exchange with Donnie because it really was supposed to be an oil change and a coolant flush. That's really what this was supposed to be.
Yes.
Tell Donnie to save that piece for every other,
I know,
every other car that comes in. No, he can say every other car, look what I found in your coolant tank.
We're going to put it in
an extra $10,000.
You don't think he's already doing that?
I said to formaldehyde.
That's the old Nerf dart.
No way, but I had this exchange with him, and I go, hey, man, you know, he drove the car, and he came back, and he goes, oh, man, you're in such good shape. This car rules. And I go, yeah, it's perfect, right? He goes, I wouldn't say perfect. And I go... here's where you go. It'll be perfect after 10 G's, right? Donnie goes, 10 G's? No, no, no. Don't be ridiculous. 10 G's. That's completely
20.
Completely crazy. It's like 8,500. I go, okay.
It's true of all Ferraris.
It's a hedge against very expensive things happening down the line.
Talk about internet privacy for a minute, something we could all use and none of us have. Unless you have ExpressVPN. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like driving your car without car insurance, like Zuckerman. Why take that risk? Why do that? Insurance. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports. Did you just belch?
No.
Oh.
What did you... You heard something?
God.
You hear things again, Ferris. Yeah,
Howard Stern can do that. You have not earned the right to belch into a microphone. Any hacker on the same network can gain access to your personal data, passwords, financial details. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone, just some cheap hardware. A smart 12-year-old could do it. Your data is valuable, and hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN access online insurance creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and internet hackers. Don't steal your personal data. I use it all the time. ExpressVPN/spike is what you want to do. Go down to secure your online data today by visiting ExpressVPN. Behave, child. ExpressVPN.com/spike911. ExpressVPN.com/spike911. You get an extra 3 months free. Do you use those guys?
I do, actually.
They're great.
It's a good service.
It's a good service. Yeah, you open up your computer. It automatically connects.
I used it,
and
to,
it works.
To access some U.S. only streaming while in a foreign country. Allegedly.
That's right.
Allegedly. That's what it's good for.
Yeah. You can also do that too. I know. You can log into your Netflix and it thinks you're in a different country and it opens up different shows.
That's how that
service works.
Have you seen Zuckerman's bug collection?
Hey, let's talk about car stuff. Guys,
but Zuckerman just showed me his bug. He just opened up
preschool here.
Bug
it's like
collection.
I'm babysitting preschoolers.
But he just opened up a briefcase.
The other is only interested in putting a stick in the spokes of the show.
But he's got a briefcase of bugs on the table.
That's
have you not talked about that?
I'm sure everybody listening will love to hear about his briefcase full of bugs.
I bet you that is the most talked about portion of this show.
June 26th at 10 a.m. I'm going to be doing a book signing of my coloring book. Come on down to the Malibu Pier Saturday, June 26th. We'll have a tiny curated car show. There's going to be five cars down there, 10 a.m. at Ranch at the Pier. That is Saturday, June 26th, and I'll be down there 10 a.m. with Fireball signing coloring books. My prediction, three of you will show up, one with a gun. But come on down anyways. It'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, Zuckerman, you and I have to talk about this stupidity of what the dinner that you and I were invited to last week, and that I quickly left before I even got into
it. You bailed out.
This is better than bugs. I bailed. But you know, you had a part in it in a good way. That you're like, just leave, just walk away. Okay, there's, you know, I'm sure you're aware of this, Matt. There are all of these, and I like Los Angeles. Let me start by saying I've lived here for 20 years. I consider this my second home, but a lot about what people say about LA is right.
True.
And one of these things that's annoying these days are the number of restaurants that have turned into clubs.
Oh, because you have to serve food to serve alcohol.
No,
right,
these
now.
Members-only situations
Yeah.
where they call it a club. You pay a couple $1,000s for the right to eat in your restaurant,
yes.
Right?
Mediocre food that Yeah. you've paid an entrance fee.
And I've belonged to a couple of them. I'm a member at Soho Malibu, and I.
Well,
and
they used to have golf courses attached to
I do like it.
This, and that was kind of that.
But there's but here in Hollywood, where we're at. There's a bunch of places that are just kind of marginally okay that have turned into clubs. And what happens inevitably is your friend goes, hey, I'd like to invite you to the club for dinner.
Yeah.
Which used to just be, hey, let's show up and get dinner. But now you have to pull in and it's a whole thing and we have rules and it's where do you see the club? But it's really just a restaurant, right?
Yes, and it's a restaurant, really okay. Maybe a little event space, maybe a little
no,
this and that.
No, there's no Ricky Ricardo with a band. It's not the club. This is just
not
a restaurant.
The Copacabana.
So our friend Moise, who we love, invited us to dinner at the last minute on a Thursday night at the San Vicente Bungalows, which I've been to several times. I have several friends that are members. They've all said the same thing. You've got to see this place. As far as I can tell, it's a restaurant with a patio, okay? But it's nice, but it's a restaurant with a patio.
Yeah.
Except when you check in, there are all of these stupid rules, right? So I get Zuckerman on the phone. Everybody's late. Zuckerman's like, you're in a bad mood. And he's right. He goes, you should just leave. Just drive home. And
I didn't fucking say that. Well, I did say it facetiously. I didn't think you'd actually do it.
I know.
I jokingly said just leave.
And by the way, you were right to
say
it.
I like that you called his bluff. That's fucking good.
But here's what I was upset about. When you go into the San Vicente Bungalows, they tell you there's no photography allowed. You can't take any pictures because, oh, you never know who you might see in there.
Sure, yeah.
Then they say, please take these stickers and put them over the lens of your phone.
Ah, like you're going to see Jerry at a theater.
No. In a place like that, they give you a sleeve.
Pouch. I want the pouch.
Because who wants to put adhesive on the
phone.
Lens of their $1,100, $1,200 camera device, right?
Sure, yeah.
And the first time I went there, I did it, and I was like, God, this is so stupid. The second time, I said, I don't have my phone. I put it in my sock, and I walked in. I'm not taking pictures of anybody. This time, talking with Zuckerman, he always like, dude, you're coming in hot. You should go home. And it was good advice. But I was I'd come out of the gym. I wasn't eating, and I was hangry as hell.
Yeah.
And I get in there. These guys are already in there. They go, here are the stickers for your phone. I go, thank you. They go, the next guy goes, I need to see you put the stickers on the phone. I go, well, I'm not going to do that. And he goes, well, why not? I don't want to put adhesive on my expense. I like my phone. And he goes, well, you can't come in then. I go, tell you what. Take my phone.
Yeah.
Or let me, here, I'll turn it off and I'll put it in my pocket. Then this junior idiot security guard looks at me and puts his finger in my face at the fucking restaurant and says, you ain't coming in here. This level of anger. And I was being polite at that point. This level, you're not coming in here unless you put stickers on your phone. And I said, all right, then I guess I'm not coming in. Very Seinfeld-y. And I went to my car and I went home. I went to your car, more importantly. Thank you for letting me drive that GT2 RS, which I love. And I went home and I called them. I'm like, come in. And I'm like, I'm not coming in. Here's the thing, right? Don't you think it's childish? You feel like a child. You're an adult going to a place. I'm not interested in taking pictures of the rich people who are hanging around with their girlfriends.
You went in. You were there. You went in.
I went in and really, I didn't. Yes, you're right. I didn't get off the TMZ double-decker bus with my mouth hanging open because some celebrity was there.
Did you see any celebrities there, Zuckerman?
I didn't see anybody.
Okay.
I didn't,
how was the food?
very mediocre. And I
my only question was if any actual A-listers.
Yes. And I tested the security because I signed in as Dr. Dre. And I wanted to see if they were paying attention to the sign-in. So, you know, there they
I've
are. I
signed
the,
a million different names,
yeah,
too.
They got the sticker thing down, but they don't have the sign-in
But they don't.
Hilarious.
So, what I wanted to say to them, that's exactly what I did. I signed the last three times I was there, different names. I'm like,
I used to do that with credit card receipts. I used to sign Jesus H. Christ on credit card receipts and see if anyone ever said anything.
No one says
anything. No one said anything. And eventually I started drawing little landscapes on the signature line. Like I would draw a little house and some trees and no one ever said shit.
But, you know, we've walked into some pretty big rooms before, right? The idea that make you feel like a child, that you can't control yourself, that you have to put a sticker, the decision, adhesive on something. Everybody cares about their phones. You know, why not? Do I have to put crayons in my ears? Should I put cookies on my eyes?
They make the members cookies. Do it, too.
You got to lay there on a table in a complete isolation
members
tank.
Members, too, or just guests and members?
Just guests and members. And come on, guy. That's take a look lame. At me. I'm getting AARP mail. Okay, I know how to fucking behave. Behave at a restaurant, and I frankly don't care about seeing one more stupid fucking celebrity.
But it's it's a decision that makes them look stupid for a club that's trying to have a sophisticated stickers on your phone and get crayons in your ears and this other stuff. I'm done with it. I'm done with these restaurant clubs too. I'm gonna start one like the Arby's Club. Where do you see my club? Come on, it's an Arby's. No, this is the Arby's Club. You can be a member now. You can pay $3,000 to eat here 3 times a year.
You know what?
I'm done with all of it. This is the stupidity of LA right now.
I just got a solicitous email from a company that modifies Land Rovers, and they're opening a series of clubs across the U.S. For the owners.
Right. I just had
clubs and
you're
going to
walk in and everybody's going to be naked. It's going to be a bunch of naked men hanging out.
Plato's Retreat. Everybody's humping on
in towels.
Yeah.
This is what the Land Rover guys do. Yeah.
Yeah. All terrain humping.
All right. We've got a lot of show to get to. I'm sorry. I had to get that out. But go ahead. What do you have?
I got one thing. If we start a club, the membership's not going to be money. It's going to be scratchers. You got to bring me in, not $1,000, 1,000 fucking scratchers. And then that's where we can sit there in the back room.
Just smoking cigars and just scratching.
But it's an arrogance. And if you have time, Spike, I'll tell that arrogant story about my car in Germany and the gentleman who I
don't have time for it today.
We'll do that another day.
I wanted to ask Zuckerman. We'll get to it in a minute. But don't invite me to your clubs anymore unless you want to make your guests feel good, not make your guests feel like a 4-year-old.
And wait, Moise is a member of this place?
Of course he is.
And he knows the owner, and he knows I'm going to trash them today, and he's excited about it. And we love you, Moise. I actually regret not having dinner with you. I like hanging out with you. It was stupid. I lost my
temper. You should have just said you didn't have your phone on you.
Huh?
You should have just made up a lie and not got into a fight with
them. I'm sorry,
if
you're a guest, you need to wear this Halloween mask. So
I have two.
So you don't take pictures of all the guys cheating on their wives at this restaurant, which is what I think is going on.
I had $2 worth of grilled vegetables that Moise paid $50 for. That made me happy.
This is part. LA will be a better place if we get rid of these clubs. Anyways, let's talk about collecting cars. Our friends, Chris Harris, site collectingcars.com. You got to check out Collecting Cars on YouTube. They want you to subscribe to their site. They've just posted videos with a 1990 Porsche 911 reimagined by Singer. They also have Chris Harris's Million Pound Video, which is, I believe, that's him spinning in his GT3 Touring, talking about how well CollectingCars.com is doing, how they're gaining on these online auction sites. They have a lot of cool stuff there. Right now, if you go to CollectingCars.com, you're going to see a 1995 Porsche 993 Carrera RS, one of just 1,104 built. They have a 2009 Audi RS Sportback, sophisticated all-rounder equipped with a carbon trim package, just 6,600 miles from new. A 1948 Ford Funk Brothers tractor. Some cool stuff. 1961 Jaguar E-Type Series 1 Fiat Floor 3.8 Roadster. Rare numbers matching flat 4 E-Type Roadster. fresh from a 30-month exacting restoration. CollectingCars.com, CollectingCars.com. You want to go to CollectingCars.com, sign up for their daily email so you can buy more collectible cars. Our buddy Chris Harris is there pushing the content, doing the podcast. And these are the folks, if you want to sell something cool, that you want to list it with. Why? Because you list for free, you sell for free, it's hassle-free. CollectingCars.com, CollectingCars.com, CollectingCars.com.
Chris Harris, like myself, has figured out how to feed his own habit.
Yeah, yeah. All these guys.
He figured it out. He worked with those.
How come
guys.
We haven't yet?
You guys did. You guys have Plan Z. Plan Z is your guys' plan.
We need to make money. We need to make money.
I mean, you want to go be investors on my next construction project?
Let's talk about it.
You want our money? That's how we're going to make money.
Stickers on my camera to do that?
I'll let you take pictures of everything.
Really?
Everything.
All right, let's do some Dear Zuckerman before Gordon McCall. Gordon McCall is going to be on in 1 minute. And I may just bail on this, Zuckerman, if you give horrible advice to people. Oh, this is a good letter that you sent me. Gordon McCall from The Quail will be here in 2 seconds, but let's do our segment. Known as Dear Zuckerman. These are real Dear Abby letters, except that Zuckerman is going to answer them. Here's the first one. My brother is a mooch. It's a perfect one for you. For 15 years, my parents have paid for my adult brother to live in an upscale apartment in the expensive city where he went to college. He doesn't work. He barely graduated from college, lost touch with his friends. Then he flunked out of graduate school. My parents were mortified, and I encouraged him to find work, but he never did. Now my parents are resigned to supporting him indefinitely. With the pandemic ebbing, good word choice, I keep trying to convince them that they should push my brother to apply for jobs and engage with the world, but he refuses. My parents are cowed by him. Another excellent word usage, Zuckerman. So they continue to support him, giving him nice cars and taking him to fancy dinners. This is madness. What more can I do, Zuckerman?
Is this written by Ferris Bueller's sister?
This is
my moment, Ferris.
Shut up.
Get to you.
You stoner.
Okay.
So, put stickers on your mouth.
I like this lady, and I'll tell you why. Because what she's really saying is,
this
I
is
will
a lady.
Be happy if my brother's thrown into the gutter. And that's what she wants. She wants to see is her brother panhandling under a bridge while she's on her way to work. She can't stand how unfair life is. Her parents are nicer to her brother than her. Nothing's changed in all 40 years. She's still jealous of her brother. Okay. And by the way, okay, yeah, your brother's getting more, but he's obviously a miserable piece of shit. So why are you in competition with him? Let it fucking be. Who cares?
There you go.
Actually, that's very, very good advice.
Yeah.
I think the letter writer was trying to get by writing in from the perspective of Ferris Bueller's sister. But
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
But really, what she really doesn't want to say is this guy has spent, my parents are spending all their money on this loser, and I'm waiting for them to die, and I want some of that money.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know what? Remember, lady, you're only unhappy. If you're a parent, you're only as happy as your most unhappy child. Trust me. Your parents aren't happy giving him money. He's not happy being a fucking loser. Just be happy that you're self-employed, or admit that you'd rather see him begging and eating out of dumpsters. That's valid. Just
I need you to be more vicious, Zuckerman. Here's the next one. Don't give real advice. Give vicious,
that wasn't
Zuckerman.
Vicious, that was that she wants to see
rough.
Her brother. She wants to see her brother in feces smeared pants.
There you go.
Feces smeared pants begging on the sidewalk.
Feces smeared pants. Where's my kid's invite is letter number two. My 10-year-old daughter has two best friends. The three of them play together occasionally, but the other two really aren't friends and only see each other through my daughter. One of the mothers of these girls told me she would like her daughter to have her best friend like the other girl, to have a best friend like the other girl. Now that mother has organized a play date with the other girl and didn't invite my daughter, I see what's going on. My daughter is hurt and I'm annoyed. Are we wrong? So this is a 10-year-old girl. She has two friends that didn't know each other. And then the two friends have a play date and don't invite this woman's daughter.
Mom. Oh, Mom.
Are we wrong, Zuckerman?
Congratulations, Mom. You have fucked your daughter up, and you've done it early. Okay? Obviously, you got your nose into this, and you told your daughter that she's being excluded and that she should feel bad. So, yes, anything that happened to you as a kid, you've just poured it into your kid. Okay? You need to go to the fucking psychiatrist, okay? And your kid will find out how unfair life is on their own sooner or later without you leaving a trail of breadcrumbs to laughing. It.
Yes. Thank you, dear Zuckerman. Wow. That was good.
Yeah. Humans, spending time with humans is not zero sum.
No. Dear Zuckerman is a much, don't you think Dear Zuckerman would be a much better column than Dear Abby or any of these?
Yes. Right? There's Abby stinks.
Let me get you right to the point. You're an idiot. Why are you writing in this stupid question? All right, and our final letter.
I feel so bad. I tell people how dumb they are all the time, and I feel like I shouldn't. But no, I can be worse.
It's your job.
Turns out
the job of every Jew in life is to let everyone know how stupid they are. Farrah, just get used to it.
Every Jew. There's a quote.
There's a quote for woke wheels.
For woke wheels.
That's what I say to people.
He loves the Jewish. He somebody loves the Jewish jokes.
I have that embroidered on a pillow and sent it to my mother.
Yeah. You think I want to be a know-it-all? You make me have to be a know-it-all. Idiots. Surrounded by idiots. Go ahead.
How much time do we? We're okay. We're doing all right on time. Letter number three in our final letter is typo alert! Exclamation point. This was sent into the New York Times. My brother-in-law.
And then printed.
And that's the title. That's the subject. Typo alert. I guess you're supposed to yell it. My brother-in-law sent us two free copies of his memoir. Our family tree. Already, this is so fucking crazy. Our family tree is included in it. My husband, the author's brother, one of our grandchildren, and I had our names misspelled in the book. That's an awkward sentence. When I pointed this out, he blamed a now dead cousin for the mistake. No apology! Exclamation point.
Zuckerman approves of that move.
The question, Mr. Zuckerman, may I return these unsolicited books, Harriet?
Harriet, again, this is like how small the Jewish universe is, how small the resentments are. Okay, a schmuck writes a memoir. His self-published memoir, and you actually look at it? This is supposed to be delivered straight into the trash the minute you get it. You're not supposed to read this. This is a sign of patheticness that he wrote his memoir, and you're validating it. Take that shit and throw it away like any other normal person.
Light a cigar with it.
Yes.
Yeah, light your charcoal grill with it.
Not even just add it to the shelf with the other shit.
Anybody's self-published memoir goes in the trash. Thank you. Goodbye. You don't look at it.
Here are my thoughts. Nobody would approve
it. I can guarantee you, Zuckerman, having read so many next door posts from people like this, that the New York Times eliminated these exclamation points, that there were at least six after typo alert and then about seven after no apology.
Yeah, it's like Harriet.
They just did one.
Yeah, Harriet. Your name has gone out of usage probably 60 years ago that he even made a fucking attempt to get your name in the book. No one knows how to spell Harriet. Is it two R's, two T's, one R, one T, some combination thereof?
What is wrong with people that this is everything what they're complaining about? Imagine this family, the manuscript that this idiot wrote. Imagine what's in this history.
I love how he blames it on a deceased cousin.
That's what I'm saying. I bet you you're all about that. That's a slick recovery.
When I pointed this out,
gave
he
me
blamed
this list,
now,
but he
cousin.
Died. Go to the cemetery and let his tombstone fall on you.
3 years ago.
Harriet, if you're listening or someone gives it to you, will you please send me a copy of this memoir? I want to make it into a movie.
Yeah.
Called Nobody Is Going to See This Movie.
It's called Spellcheck.
It would be fascinating. And I'm being totally serious. I would love to read the memoir of someone who has done nothing. You know, what did this guy do that he feels like his life is worthy of a memoir. I was asked to write one at one point, and I said, are you kidding me? There's nothing for me to say.
And then I sat down and wrote jokes.
His memoir.
No, I mean, I had done things, and even then I wasn't arrogant enough to go, oh, yes, everybody needs to read about my life. I don't know. Don't even get me started on memoirs. Like, I'm going to read Seth Rogen's funny stories because he wrote a bunch of funny stories, and I've heard him tell a few, and that is really entertaining to me. But when someone really goes, unless you're a president and there's some historical context, I'm not interested in your memoir.
I don't care if you invented Ajax. I just don't give a fuck. Okay, congratulations. But that's not a memoir.
Wouldn't you imagine he's just a realtor or something?
Yeah, and yes, of course.
Now I want to read that. I think that would be a fascinating memoir.
Just remind me about Seth Rogen's book. I really do want to buy
it. Yeah, I have it.
Oh, you do?
I bought it, and I got an autographed copy. It was at the local bookstore, and it was just like a G clef from a music thing. And I tweeted him on Twitter. I was like, this is the autograph? And he was like, I was feeling musical that day. But the book is great. You know, I'm on a big Don Winslow tear, Zuckerman. Big Don Winslow. I'm going back and reading all the old stuff. He just made a big deal at Sony, by the way, for that new stuff. And I'm trying to get us, you and me, advanced copies to read that.
I would love that.
For this
James
summer.
Elroy just came out with a new book. It got kind of panned in the New York Times, but I'm still going to buy it, and there I'm going to read it.
All right. Yesterday I talked to the director of motorsports for Quail Lodge, Gordon McCall. It's also the guy behind the 1199 Foundation. We talked about that. The license plate frames that
get out of jail free.
Do anything at all. No.
They're not about getting you out of ticket, Spike. And I said, right, and winked at him. We talked about the Quail. We talked about the ticket price at the Quail. We talked about the special helicopter ride you can take if you want
to
just
Quail to Laguna to this track.
No, the Quail, the airport to the Quail, the $12,500 ticket for you and four of your friends. When you land your private jet in Monterey, you just get on a helicopter and they bring you right to the event on Friday. It is a great event, and he talked about what inspired him to do it and how it's different than Pebble Beach, which is on Sunday. And I have to say, I really enjoyed meeting him. And Zuckerman, we've been, and Matt, I'm sure you can come too.
Fun.
We're invited there. We're invited to the jet party, the Cars and Jets party the night before. And we hope to do all of it. Anyway, here's my interview with Gordon McCall. Gordon, good to see you.
Good to see you, Spike.
Where are you zooming in from here?
I am in Carmel Valley, California.
Oh, great.
Lived on the Monterey Peninsula my entire life.
Wow, you're right there, right where it all goes on. It's so exciting to have everything back this year. All right, what was that? Is that you?
That must have been an email coming in. Sorry about that.
I hope you don't get a lot of emails.
Yeah, hopefully. I've been getting a bunch of them this morning. I think that's maybe died down, I hope.
The Quail event, which is going to be Friday the 13th, 2021, at the Quail Lodge and Golf Club. I know it well, but why don't you tell everybody what it is if they have never been to Monterey Car Week? What is the Quail?
Yeah, sure, Spike. So the Quail Motorsports Gathering, quite frankly, is like no other car show that anyone has ever been to. Back in 2003, I sat down with our chairman, Sir Michael Kaduri, and just kind of tossed around some ideas of how to do things a little differently in the car show world. I came from 28 years with the Pebble Beach Concours, which I enjoyed every minute of and have nothing but the utmost respect for, but thought there's room for something different here during Car Week, which wasn't really Car Week back then.
Right,
a little less going on.
Right.
But, you know, I just thought, how about we make this something that suits Quail Lodge and golf clubs ethos and the Peninsula Hotel Group's ethos a little bit better, which is, yes, it's a car show, but quite frankly, it's a little bit more about the people that are there. You know, everyone is a VIP, Spike. It's everyone's a valued guest. And I know that can be said for any car show out there, but as you've experienced, you know, the cuisine, the fine dining, that's all part of it. It's an all-inclusive ticket. Nobody knows hospitality better than the Peninsula Signature Events office, that's for sure. lunch is served on china. You know, it's just not what you expect at a car show. So it's just, it's different. It's very eclectic as well. You know, I love curating what you see there in terms of the cars. It's a little bit of everything, you know, it's everything under the sun.
You know, I usually do a forum on Fridays, and I'm usually late to your event. And this year, if I do it at all, I said I'll do it on Saturday because I don't want to miss the Quail event. And what I, you know, what I like about your event, and what I think you've done knowingly, aside from all the things you've said, is there's a finite number of tickets. There is not a gigantic line when you want to have food. As you said, people are nicely dressed. There are amazing cars there, but it's also very well organized. It's easy to park. It's one of the two easiest events just to get in. Easy access, convenient parking. It's just the other is that that free car show they do Tuesdays in Carmel. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Those are the two nicest events for me because they're just the easiest to walk into, and you're not overcrowded. So, you know, I really do love it, and you've done a wonderful job with it. This year, though, what are we looking at? What have you organized for us? What are we going to get to see?
Well, you know, so every year we've got our traditional classes, as we refer to them. You know, one of the things that does set this show apart, Spike, is that we've left the judging and the judging teams, quite frankly, up to the other shows out there. And again, this is out of complete respect for what shows such as the Pebble Beach Concours represent. You know, we don't have a team of judges that are there to critique your car. We essentially do the judging. This sounds a little odd, but we kind of do it on the front end, you know, through the way we accept cars as entries.
Right.
Exactly. But what we do is we ask the owners of the cars to cast a vote, not for their own car, ideally, but to cast a vote on a car that just, you know, quite frankly, in either intrigues them or they like the looks of. It's a car they'd like to own. They've always, you know, very subjective. And it's so that way it's peer judged. So yes, we have an award ceremony, and it is a prestigious thing to win an award at the Quail. But we let the owners, you know, we figure these owners, they know a little something about cars, and you don't necessarily need a team of folks coming up to your car and telling you what's wrong with it.
It's one of the most uncomfortable things, you know. Seinfeld brought me in on a car. I didn't even know what Pebble Beach was. And I walked
right.
You know, people really do this? It's a glorified cleaning contest, first of all. And second, nobody's really interested in the judging other than the guy whose car it is. And I was looking at the sums of money spent in the preparation.
Oh, my
and,
God.
You know, why not just drive your cars and enjoy them? And especially now, you know, I just like to come and take a couple pictures and meet the people and get to see something that I've never seen up close. And, you know, I always find it there. And you guys in your traditional classes, you've got pre-war sports and racing cars. There you go. There's another one. Ferraris, post-war race cars, custom coachwork, the evolution of supercar sports, racing motorcycles. You always have cool stuff there. Is there anything that you don't allow into the Quail?
You know, we try to stay away from, not stay away, that's probably not the right
word.
No,
come on, finish the sentence.
Well, you know, so brass era, you know, we do have a pre-war category. It's it's not huge, but, you know, we want to acknowledge that part of automotive history. But, you know, we kind of let others, you know, do that. We're a little more contemporary with, you know, a lot of cars from the 50s, 60s, 70s. Supercars, you know, when you think about this, Spike, you look at the popularity over the last few years of hypercars and supercars. You know, we were into that year one, and this is our 18th year. You know, we've always featured supercars. You know, they're a fan favorite. You know, they're a guest favorite. And so as far as what we don't allow, you know, we don't have any hard rules in that department. If it's an interesting car, we'll certainly consider it. Our Motorsports Council will consider it. But, you know, it's to your point, they're just a little more contemporary. And when I say that, I don't mean, you know, modern cars per se, but the 50s and 60s and 70s, quite frankly, were pretty awesome times for cars. Some really neat stuff was built then.
Yeah, your party is a little more swinging than the old Grand Am, the Pebble Beach event, which is, you know, whales on your chinos and green ties and sport coats, and it's got its own vibe too. That's fun. But yeah, you guys are a hipper little party going on Friday before the big event on Sunday. I was looking over your entrant package. It's an expensive ticket, I will say that. I do feel like it's worth it, having been there a bunch of times. I've never noticed the quail helicopter ticket package. Tell everybody about the quail helicopter ticket package.
Well, you know, if you really want to travel in style, and you know, we figured out years ago when we came up with this idea for this show, Spike, is that, you know, it's impossible to please everybody. It just is. I don't care what it is, what your line of work is. It's very difficult to please everybody. So why not pick a sector that you do want to please? And that's exactly what we've done with this show. Yes, the ticket price, although, you know, if you start comparing apples with oranges in terms of what you get, you know, there's a lot of events that'll have an entry, you know, dollar figure. And then, you know, everything is get the wallet out because here comes the $30 burger and the, you know, plus, right? Well, the helicopter package is designed for those that want to get around a little easier during car week. You know, traffic can be an issue here on the Monterey Peninsula.
It's impossible, let's be honest.
Well, yeah, I hop on one of my motorcycles during car week. That's the easiest way to get around.
Yeah, yeah. So here with the helicopter package, you can land at Monterey Airport.
Yeah.
And then be shuttled by helicopter.
Hop over.
Right. Yeah. And you get four tickets with it, one round trip helicopter flight.
Yep.
And right into the event. So where on the golf course?
Yeah, no, we have we've got a wonderful partnership with Leonardo Helicopters. And so we set up a helipad right there at the property.
Oh, wow. So yeah, that's pretty cool. You get to make your grand entrance for simply the price of half a Prius.
Exactly. There you go. Well, again, you know, we're not into pleasing everybody. Yes. We know we're not going to hit the mark with everybody. And so, but I have to admit, the people that do like what we do, they keep coming back.
That's fun. No, it's going to be really good. Is this the first year you've done that, or have I missed that?
We had that in 19. You know, I keep saying last year, but it will have been 2 years, you know, since we were able to have a car week here. And God, don't think we are not just super ecstatic for the entire country, the world, quite frankly, but you know, Monterey Peninsula without a car week for 2 years in a row is a bleak thought. So
the quail helicopter package is $12,500. You get four tickets and a round trip helicopter ride. You also have a charitable, is it patron ticket? You're calling
patron,
it? Patron.
Yeah. Comes with a fifth of patron. Tequila. Yeah, it comes with a fifth of Patron. So.
It does, yes. And that is more of a charitable deduction where you get to make a deduction that will go to where exactly?
Well, we've got a wonderful relationship with Rancho Cielo, which is a kind of an underserved youth program here on the peninsula. It's a year-round program. We like to support that. We support the Naval Postgraduate School Foundation as well, California Highway Patrol 1199 Foundation, which I'm on the board of. We,
big
you know, we
like. Hey, let me just stop you there. Do those license plate frames still work? Do you still make those?
Mike, that's the wrong reason to become a member.
Now, hold on. Do you still make them? I have one. I bought Otis Chandler's, I think, 1973 911S back in the day, and it came with a nice $11.99 foundation license plate frame.
I hope you made a donation to the foundation when you did that.
I did not. I made a donation to the fella who owned Otis Chandler's car to buy it. But, you know, I you're exactly the guy to ask about this. Can you still make that donation and still get that plate frame that shows your support? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
It's part of, let's go down that path then. So, yes, it's part of the membership package.
It is.
And it is a way to show your support of a very noble cause, supporting families left behind of officers lost in the line of duty, which... fortunately, this foundation now, though, goes much beyond catastrophic loss. We're helping put kids through college, kids of CHP families, which is really, really a good thing. So the license plate frames, though, and it's funny, I grew up here in town with a guy, Joe Farrow, who ended up becoming the commissioner of the California Highway Patrol, retired a few years ago. But we spent a lot of time talking about the perception of those plate frames, you know, and does it get you, get out of jail pass, whatever you want to refer to it as. And the answer is no. You know, it's really interesting talking to the officers because you know, they're given the flexibility to use discretion, you know, all day long regarding friends, neighbors, school teachers, doctors, other police officers. You know, it's their call, right? So typically when they, if someone's doing something stupid and they've got that license plate frame on, it's a greater wrath that comes down on them for doing so. If anybody should know better, it's a member of the foundation. You know, these guys are out there and gals are doing their job, and don't be an idiot. We've also been known to revoke memberships when they've, when that angle of it has been abused. Yeah, we take them back. If you read the back of your plate frame, if you ever decide to go deep detailing your car and you pop your plate off, read the back of your plate frame. It's the property of the foundation.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, it, you know, we're careful about that. We don't want, you know, you don't become a member of that foundation for any other reason than wanting to support a great cause.
Yeah. I'll leave it at that. And I can tell you personally that I've had several occasions where perhaps I was going a little faster than the speed limit and an officer pulled up alongside and gave me a little tip of the hat and said, slow down.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is,
and I'm not going to say it had anything to do with the frame. It could have been my really cool Range Rover Sport.
Exactly. And they do that all day long, though, is the thing, right? Yeah.
What's that? Yeah, I wasn't doing anything stupid. Anyway, let's get back to the quail.
Sure.
Let's see. I had other questions for you about this event. No, we went through the helicopter package. We went through everything. So this is going to be, just the general public ticket price. For everyone coming in, what is it again?
Yeah. So that we've got a lottery system because we are in fact a capped attendance event. So there is a lottery that is in effect in terms of, you know, quite frankly, the best way to get a ticket to the show is to enter a car. You know, that's really that ticket package, which is $8.95, is you know, an incredible value. Regular tickets now, you've kind of caught me off guard because that's not my area of expertise.
I think they're $9.95.
I think it's in the $9.99 or $9.95 range.
$995.
Yeah.
Children's tickets for $1.95. I've got it right here now.
Yep, exactly. And but, so, but again, because it's limited capacity, you know, we offer tickets to, you know, kind of the loyal group first, and it just works out from there. And believe me, it's tough. I admire the Peninsula Signature Events Office for how they handle that, because it's a very popular show, but at the same time, the attendance is capped.
It is. So, and that includes the all important food and drink.
All day long.
All day long. And I can tell you personally, it's very easy to get that food. You won't be waiting in line for years. I always see so many old friends and current friends there. I always see great cars. It really is one of the best days of the week for me when I go there. So congratulations on that. Congratulations for coming back. If you folks want to see this event, it's a must-see. For Monterey Car Week. It's Friday the 13th, 2021, Quail Lodge and Golf Club, the Quail Motorsports Gathering. And Gordon, thank you for coming on. Director of Motorsports, Gordon McCall. Thanks for coming on and sharing that with us, and fix that email notification, will you, for your next interview, sir?
This is no way to do business. I need a 10-year-old millennial in here to tell me how to figure this thing out.
It's your notifications. Just go to your settings. Anyway, good to catch up with you, Gordon, and I'll see you Friday the 13th.
Likewise, Spike. Thanks for the opportunity. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
And there it is.
That was terrific.
What'd you think?
Wonderful. 10 out of 10.
I want to thank my sponsors, Manscaped, Collecting Cars, and ExpressVPN. I want to thank Matt Farah for showing up in the beginning of Spike's Car Radio and supporting me in this podcast. Of course, Zuckerman, who also has a day job and has given us 4 years of his life and his new segment, which is huge, which is going to lead, I think, to a nationally syndicated column. Dear Zuckerman,
how can my disappointment?
How can it not? Right?
I mean, you could make a whole Dear Zuckerman Instagram account, and it could blow up very quickly.
Will you handle
you
that?
Just voice to text the responses.
Yeah, it would be huge.
Yeah, one intern.
Johnny Lieberman, of course, Jerry Seinfeld, and all of our wonderful guests. Thank you all for supporting us over the last 4 years. And here is to 4 more. We are not going to stop. We're not going to let it get in the way of our fun. We'll see you next week on Spike's Car Radio.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time, or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.